Life was good. Ministry was better. Jesus' hospitality team had more guests coming to church than they had gift bags to give them. People were coming from everywhere to hear Jesus' words and see his works. Then someone came running like a rain cloud over a baseball game, and Jesus broke the bad news as good news to his disciples. "Gentlemen, you all remember Lazarus?" Nods all around. "Well, Lazarus is asleep, but I'm going to go wake him up." When they heard that, they were ecstatic and confused. "We saw on Facebook that he's been sick, but it sounds like he's already on the road to recovery." Sadly, they didn't get it, so Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead." When they heard that, the disciples looked down at the ground, then at each other. They all knew. If Jesus returned to Bethany to Lazarus' house, they would be dead too. Bethany was a stone's throw from the headquarters of the men who picked up stones to kill Jesus the last time he was in town. If they walked into Bethany now, they were signing their own death warrants. Then Thomas spoke up and said, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." Some of the other disciples may have been a little more upbeat. "Come on, fellas. If we're going to Bethany, Jesus will make everything all right. Buck up, little campers. The clouds will clear and the sun will shine again." But not Thomas. Thomas was a realist at best and a pessimist at worst. He was a first century Eeyore. But Thomas was sure of one thing. He would rather go to Bethany and die with Jesus than stay where he was and live without him. Good day, everyone. I hope all is well for you and yours. You are listening to L.J. Harry, and you're listening to Week 15 of Simplify. In this snapshot, we see Thomas's fierce loyalty and love for Jesus. Soon they all hoofed it to Bethany, where Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Somehow they eerily knew there was no going back. Jesus knew it, and the disciples would too. Jesus was on a crash course with the cross. So he gathered his disciples into an upper room for one more meal and one more message. He told them he was going to die. The very next morning he did. It was over. For 3 years, Thomas followed Jesus, hung every hope on his every word until the Romans hung him on a cross. Days later, 10 of the disciples were huddled together in a locked room, their eyes puffy and heads aching from their sobs. But Thomas was absent. Then miraculously and suddenly, Jesus appeared to them in the upper room, locked doors and all. In John 20:20 reads, "He showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord." They all needed to see his nail prints to believe Jesus was somehow alive. Thomas wasn't in church that day for Jesus' most miraculous miracle, but the disciples called him up. Thomas wasn't so easily persuaded. Herein lies the story where he is dubbed Doubting Thomas, because he said, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and put my hands into his side, I will not believe." But he wasn't the only one. None of the disciples believed. They should all be dubbed the doubting disciples. 8 days later, Thomas was back in church. Suddenly, Jesus appeared and said, "Peace be unto you." Then he turned to Thomas and said, "Go ahead, Thomas. Reach your finger here and look at my hands. And reach your hand here and put it into my side. Don't be unbelieving, but believing." What Thomas saw and felt led him to make one of the most faith-filled statements about Jesus: "My Lord and my God." Thomas was the first of the disciples to call Jesus his God, and Jesus did not rebuke him for it. Thomas had the greatest revelation of who Jesus is. He's not just a preacher, not just a prophet, not just the Son of God. Jesus himself is Lord and God. Could it be that Thomas was unwilling to live his life and give his life for Jesus just on someone else's testimony? Would we dare do any less? Perhaps he's not doubting Thomas after all. Perhaps the most misunderstood man in the Bible may actually be more faith-filled and faithful than we thought. Would you please pray with me? Lord, you know we all have doubts about different things, but our faith is in you. You have never been unfaithful to us. Help us to live faithfully for you. Thank you for what you have done for others, but help us to live our lives with the testimony of what you have done for us. May we be faithful to you as you have been to us. In your faithful name, amen. Hey, thanks so much for tuning into this episode. I hope it's been a blessing to you, especially in a time like this where I know a lot of people have a lot of doubts. This is one of my favorite stories to try to rebuff, because I really do believe Thomas had more faith than we give him credit for. And I believe Thomas truly didn't want to go to the end of his life wondering the rest of his life if he was really going to give his life for Jesus if Jesus wasn't alive. So rather than just trust somebody else's testimony, Thomas wanted to have his own. And I want to have that same resolve and conviction that I'm thankful for what God has done for other people and how he's come through for them. But I want to see the Lord do those kinds of things for me so I can share with others what God has done in my own life personally and not just tell somebody else's story. I hope you have your own stories, your own testimonies, your own victories that you can share with other people and not just share those of others with others. If not, spend some time in prayer and ask God, God, give me my own stories, give me my own miracles, give my own testimonies so I can share those with other people and they can see what you have done for me in my life. I really do hope this episode has been a blessing to you. Once again, thanks so much for tuning in. I appreciate everybody who has listened to Simplify, who shared Simplify with others. Thanks to all those who have purchased the devotional Simplify. We are getting very close to a full cycle. We started this journey about this time last year, and I have been praying about what the Lord would have me to do concerning this podcast, because we have just about run the complete course of devotions of Simplify. And I know there have been several who have asked me to continue it in possibly a different manner or a different measure. So I am praying about how the Lord could use that to be a help and blessing, especially in a time like this where people are looking for inspiration and direction and hope. So I would ask you to partner with me in prayer, asking God to give some direction, what he wants to do through the podcast Simplify. But thanks to all those who are listening all over the world, I pray you are staying healthy and safe. I pray that you have everything you need, all the supplies you need, all the groceries you need, especially all the faith you need and all the people around you you need and the people who need you. I pray they're all safe and healthy as well. Continue asking God that he would lead the whole church through this time. I know he's faithful and he will be with us. If you want to purchase a copy of the devotional Simplify, you can do that at PentecostalPublishing.com, and they will gladly deliver it to your door. They'll leave it there, I'm sure, and that way you can go out and pick it up safely and cleanly, and you can share it with others. If you want to purchase a copy on Amazon or for your Kindle or tablet, you can do that as well. Thank you so much for tuning in to Simplify. I pray by this time next Sunday morning, whenever I go to publish the next episode, we'll have something that will glorify God and help make disciples through the podcast Simplify. May God bless you and keep you. I look forward to talking to you next week, and always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we have walked and do walk through Simplify.